How about this game, Coach? Your team has struggled at times this year. The last 15 minutes have been struggles at times. But I think you have to say this is a 40 minutes a game for you guys today.
Yeah, I'm proud of our guys. We've had a tough stretch these last couple of games. We've been really, really close. So for them to come in and put a complete game like that together, I'm beyond excited. And it just shows that, you know, if we could just continue this going, I mean, the game's become a lot more manageable. We just went through the gauntlet of playing three ranked teams in a row. I mean, think about all the conferences across the country. There's no other JUCO conference that has, especially a division that has three ranked teams like that. So we probably could have won all three games. So that gives me a lot of hope that going into the region playoffs, we can put ourselves in a good position. We can beat anybody.
It was all started by Jameer Thomas starting things off with the first 9 points for you guys. And then he ended up kind of growing into a big game. And he had some pretty big-time moves with his 29 points tonight.
No, that's Jameer Thomas. That's the guy that we thought we had in the beginning of the year. Beyond proud of him. He's stepping up at the perfect time. The Youngstown State head coach where he signed will be here on Monday, so I guarantee he'll be even more motivated to play that well on Monday.
And you had a spark off the bench who Claiborne Kyles came in averaging under 2 points a game, had 17 points, and boy, it was a fun day to watch him really contribute in a big way.
Yeah, extremely proud of him, man. It's a walk-on that just looking for an opportunity, and he hasn't played a lot this whole season. An opportunity came tonight, and boy, he was ready to go because he was great.
Despite leading by three at the break, you've had some foul trouble, and I thought it was good for your team to kind of adjust to having some foul trouble with some of your key players, with Traylon Spencer and also Dyshawn Woods. And, you know, it was a total collective effort, taking care of the basketball and not really making any silly mistakes throughout the day.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we had a couple turnovers in the first half, but for the most part, like, I thought we took relatively pretty good shots. You know, obviously when the three's going in, that makes it a lot easier, but the ball moves side to side. Even when we got a lead up a little bit, I felt like we did a good job, and that's where our lulls have been in those other games where we get a 10-12 point lead and we kind of get a little selfish, and that didn't happen tonight. The ball continued to move, and wow, what an unbelievable team win.
Yeah, 58 points in the second half.
We held them to under 60 points. That's the best offensive team in the league. To hold them down like that, and you said the number we put up in the second half, unbelievable.
Yeah, a 32 point margin. That's impressive here. And a sweep hut. A team that's,
wow, yeah.
I mean, that not too many teams can do that in a season.
They're like Kansas of JUCO basketball, man. I mean, that's a big-time name, and I don't know when's the last time we did it. I think somebody said 05, but, you know, it hasn't been the season that we really want to be, but it still can be. And to come away with a big win like that, that's something we can hang our hat on. I mean, no matter what happens the rest of the year, we still got to sweep against one of the nation's best teams, Hutchinson Community College.
Well, 48 hours, you come back home here and you play Northwest Kansas Tech tonight. They have a big game at home against Colby, and it should be an interesting game with that game tonight, and then, of course, with the Mavericks coming to town here on Monday.
Yeah, it's always nice to get these afternoon victories like this and sit back and watch the rest of the league kind of battle it out. Obviously, I'll be watching that game tonight. The Northwest Tech game was one of our poor games of the season. We were complete control of the game probably for 38 minutes and just kind of fell asleep down the stretch. And then with this win, this is a team that we're trying to move ahead of Northwest Tech in Pratt and get ourselves up there more where Colby is and things like that. So very, very, very big game. We can't get, you know, Northwest Tech, we can't turn around and sweep Hutch and then turn around and let them sweep us. And that's what happened the first time was we had a humongous win at Hutch and we just didn't show up over down there. So excited that, you know, Saturday, Monday, back-to-back, we don't have to travel. So that's really, really nice. And we're starting to get the bulk of our games down the stretch. You're going to be at home. And hopefully this is we turn the page on how we've been playing at home this season.
Well, congratulations on this victory. This is a big win for you guys and hopefully a step in the right direction. And Northwest Kansas Tech at home on Monday here. And thanks again for joining me here, Coach, post-game. Enjoy the weekend.
Oh, I will.